Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my
head up high, 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 oh. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, TJ. In studio with me right now is Gus from Nancy's Catering in Pensacola. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Nancy's Catering.
So we've been around for quite a while. We do a lot of special events off-premise through our catering company. Anything from weddings to rehearsal dinners to corporate events, fundraisers. We just did one this past weekend. So it's the whole gamut. We go as far down. We've been to Panama City, over to Mobile. And we've been as far up high as close to Montgomery.
Oh, wow.
So we cover a pretty good area depending on, you know, where the clients are and where the event is, especially some of the destination weddings tend to be, you know, maybe not perhaps in Pensacola. So we do travel and we do take our food where we need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about some of the locations that you have, because I know it's not just Nancy's.
Right. So we also have Agape Bistro and Garden, which is right adjacent to the catering company on Scenic Highway and DeSoto Street. And then we also have Scenic 90 Cafe. It's been kind of a landmark there. Most of the kids call it Shiny Diner.
It is.
And that's on Scenic Highway as well. So it's nice that they're all three together within a block area. So we've had Scenic 90 for 25 years, actually, this year. Mm-hmm. We celebrated another radio station, celebrated 20 years here. So
absolutely.
We're running neck and neck.
That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about some of the chefs that work with you.
So I have our chef de cuisine is Chef Lawrence. He's been with me for almost 2 years. Chef Harrison is our sous chef. We bring, you know, a team effort to what we do, whether it's the catering, whether it's the restaurant. We come up with, actually at Agape, we do every month, we do about 20 different items that we change. So there's always that opportunity to try different things, and people always look forward to doing that, as well as the month is about to end, they have the favorites that they want to come in and have because they know they're not going to be on the menu next month.
Yep.
So it's a unique setting that we offer Mediterranean cuisine, but yet, you know, we do the mezze, which is kind of like a tapas. And then also our staples, our entrees, things that for people that have been in Pensacola for a while, we used to have Scopolos Restaurant. That was a family restaurant that we had for 63 years. So there's some dishes that are that old and recipes that we incorporate into our menu as well. Like the Scamp Cervantes, I guess, is the one that most people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you do that every month the menu is changing a little bit, so you're doing that with the change of the season, coming up with new ideas for that?
It's seasonality, absolutely, because for each month, you know, we're kind of geared to that, as well as, you know, ingredients that are available. So it gives us an opportunity to be creative and to really give something different. So for people that have never been there, it's great to try new things. For people that are there every week, they can have something different. We also do a really neat thing. We call it the chef's blind tasting. The chefs, either Chef Lawrence or Chef Harrison, will come out. It's a four-course dinner. We just find out if, you know, what maybe allergies there might be or dislikes. Mm. But other than that, it's pretty wide open. And, you know, we have dishes that, a lot of times, we had one this past weekend, actually, that Chef Lawrence made a head cheese. And this gentleman had never tried it. He would have never ordered it. But because it was brought and, you know, he tried it, he loved it. It was, you know, so it's an experience that, you know, normally you wouldn't necessarily, you know, step out in. But it gives you that option to, you know, try something different. And hopefully it's something that you like or fall in love with.
That's fantastic. I know the holiday season is coming up, so for people that are interested in some catering options for the holidays or their company party, talk to me about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We do a lot of that. actually, we have recurring functions that they book us the same day that we have during the month of December. But, you know, it's we do anything from traditional type foods to cocktail parties to finger foods to seated events. So it's the whole gamut. From Scenic 90 Cafe, we also offer for people that are, you know, maybe too busy as we all go through our life and things become a little hectic, that they can get either a whole turkey dinner with sides and desserts and what have you, or they can just piecemeal it. So we do that for Thanksgiving. We actually have a pickup day on the day before. So everything is pre-cooked, and all they have to do is basically reheat it. Mm-hmm. So it's really, again, something that people can just kind of pick and choose or have the whole thing if they just want to spend time at home with the family and just converse. Even though, you know, maybe they may not cook any, it's still going to be a kitchen experience.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I know that Nancy's does a lot of event planning. Talk to me about walking people through that planning process.
So a lot of the destination weddings, they really look forward to that. So that's the service that we offer. As an event planning service, we can contract through as far as transportation. We can do salon appointments. Mm-hmm. Just anything that, you know, makes it difficult for somebody that's not here living, that we can help them to plan and to schedule down to, you know, the day of. So it can be the planning just of the day off, or it can be, you know, prior to that. We've had, you know, weddings and brides that started a year ahead, sometimes 2 years ahead, mm-hmm. With their planning process. So we're there to accommodate whatever the need might be. And certainly, you know, we have established relationships with all these vendors, and we give options, you know, whether it's a photographer, whether it's, you know, cakes, whatever there may be. And so that's something that they would not have access to, or at least knowledge about. And so it just makes it for a little easier, smoother, less nervous mm-hmm. Situation. So we try to do whatever we can, because obviously that is probably one of the major events in most people's lives. The wedding day, and so how we can minimize and make it, you know, as smooth and as flawless as possible is what our goal is. And, you know, having done it for quite a few years, it helps to have that experience and that comfort level to come along with it.
I was surprised you said salon, so I'd imagine that a lot of brides are very happy that you go to that much detail to make sure that their experience is good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all part of what's needed, you know, that and things that perhaps they have not thought about, because that's the other part of the planning process, is that we have a list of things and things that we go down. As well as, you know, we try to, as much as possible, personalize every event, especially weddings, because we understand, I mean, it's two people are coming together, perhaps with different backgrounds, different geographical or food related. So we try to match that. We had the one that I loved the most over the years that we've had was a gentleman that was from South Africa. And so his family was coming over, and they wanted, you know, South African food. And it was a great compliment to hear that, hey, you know, it tastes just as good as back home. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. and you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to North Carolina this Friday night to take on the Duke Blue Devils in a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Duke. Kickoff at 6 p.m. Friday on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Gus from Nancy's Catering. We're talking a little bit about event planning and the planning experience. So I'm sure you probably do a lot of custom menus for some of the events that you're working with.
We do. We really do. We love to personalize the menu. We love to personalize the recipes and the food. And certainly also something over the years that I've always done is to accommodate, you know, any kind of allergies or anything that, you know, perhaps people, whether it's they're gluten-free, whether they're vegan, mm-hmm. vegetarian, because then that kind of is an inclusive way to have, and you're not really putting anybody out. So, you know, some of the things like, for instance, at Scenic 90 Cafe, we do gumbo. Well, gumbo traditionally has roux, but because of the way I make it, which I make it with a fish stock that if you reduce it enough, it's gelatinized, and so it has the body, I don't use any roux. And really, you can't tell the difference. I mean, if you put it next to each other, nobody has been able to tell the difference, but it's something that's gluten-free. So when people hear gumbo, gluten-free, oh, my God, I've never had gumbo because it always has roux in it.
Yeah.
You know. So those are the little things that I try to come up with or to do to kind of be inclusive, and it doesn't necessarily single anybody out. And the flavor is there. You know, that's the main thing. I mean, some of the vegan dishes that we produce – honestly, it's like sometimes I have to shake my head. It's like, really? It's vegan? I mean, because they're delicious if you make them, you know, from scratch and you use, you know, fresh ingredients. And that's the key, I think, to cooking if you're going to have something unique and something flavorful.
Mm-hmm. And so if people are putting together events and the main course is chicken, something or another, and people want a vegan option or a gluten-free option, it's really not any problem to mix that in.
Not at all. Usually, you know, we ask how many or what have you, and if it's a plated dinner, if it's buffet, then we try to control it based on, you know, those individuals as well. And we do that with breakfast, we do that with lunch, we do that with dinner. So there's definitely options from that standpoint to be able to accommodate.
And you work with people on making sure it fits their budget as well?
Yes, absolutely. Because some of them do have a budget, especially some of the weddings. So, you know, that's important. And so we try to tweak and fix things and make things where it falls within that budget. And certainly sometimes, you know, it can be a little more, it can be a little less. And so, again, we just go back and forth. It's a fluid situation, and it's not anything, you know, cut and dry, and this is it, and that's it. I've never believed in that. I think it's the more accommodating you are, the better off everybody is.
Mm-hmm. I was looking through your menu and really impressed by some of the offerings on there. I saw that you had brisket, shrimp and crawfish, pasta primavera, grouper, seared duck. I mean, that's some really high-quality stuff there.
It's quite varied. Lamb, of course, yeah. You know. We even did this past weekend, as I mentioned earlier, that we did the fundraiser. We did a steamship round, which, you know, it's old school. It's a big piece of meat, and a lot of people don't know about it. Even some of the cooks there at the restaurant, they go, "What is that?" But it's very impressive. It's, you know, for a buffet and what have you, and it's a great item to have, for especially for a large group. On a budget conscious. So that's how we adjust as far as, you know, the protein based on the budget or based on, you know, what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. You also have some kids options as well for family gatherings.
Absolutely. Or weddings. We do, you know, the traditional mac and cheese. We do the chicken. We can do shrimp. We can do pizza for them. So, yeah, you know, kids tend to be a little more finicky than adults. So we accommodate that as well. And they'll tell us usually, hey, we have 10 kids or 12 kids. We do that. We also do, you know, the day of when they have and they're getting ready, what have you, we can provide them with some of the snacks and foods and what have you, part of the planning process that we do during the day of.
All right. Talk to me about some of the desserts that you offer.
Oh, my goodness. So we have an incredible team, a pastry chef that we do desserts from tiramisu to baklava cheesecake to we do votives, which are individual desserts. Those really go over really well. So we do like chocolate mousse. We do key lime pie. In a glass votive.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, they're awesome. Cheesecake, we do from New York style cheesecake to key lime cheesecake. At Scenic 90, we make all of our desserts, the pies. We do cream of coconut pie, which is my favorite, and chocolate cream pie, chocolate peanut butter pie. I mean, bread pudding, you name it. Banana pudding, that is a all-time favorite for deliveries and caterings that we do in offices in particular, and they go a long way. And we also make our own cookies. So from chocolate chip to tropical to double chocolate cookies, and they're really amazing. So dessert goes a long way all the way around when it comes to that.
That sounds fantastic. It looks like you also offer some breakfast options as well.
Yes, we do. We offer breakfast. We do either deliveries or we can do caterings where we come on site to serve. So again, we can provide any type of egg dish from Eggs Benedict to scrambled eggs. The grits, same way. We can change that up. Potatoes. And then we also have the vegan options that we offer. We do continental breakfast with muffins and scones. So again, a whole big variety, including beverages from orange juice to coffee and the like. So not too many people do breakfast as far as companies, catering companies. So we find ourselves in a kind of niche and a unique situation to be able to do that because of Scenic 90 Cafe that we open so early that we can, you know, we've had breakfast that go out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, not too many businesses are open during that time, but we're able to do that and accommodate that.
Awesome. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Beach-a-ween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beach-a-ween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beach-a-ween.
Trick-or-treat!
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest. In studio with me is Gus, an executive chef with Nancy's Catering of Pensacola. And talking a little bit about the holidays coming up. People are maybe going to try out some new recipes. Do you have any tips for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always tell people, you know, when you do try a recipe, don't get too complicated. And certainly, you know, perhaps try it before. But, you know, the whole thing with recipe and the beauty part about, you know, food is that you can always change it. So don't give up just because, you know, the recipe didn't turn out the way you liked it. You know, you can always tweak it. You can change it. Sometimes, you know, people's tastes are different than what the recipe calls for. So, you know, just like anything else, whether you're playing golf, tennis, what have you, you're not going to be the best there every day. And you know, that doesn't mean you quit. So you just keep trying it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I also is important, I think that most people don't perhaps realize is to have all your ingredients together. You know, so whatever the recipe calls for, have it all laid out and then just follow the directions to that recipe rather than running back and forth to the pantry or to the grocery store or what have you that you don't have, you know, a particular ingredient. So when you have it there, it's what we call our mise en place or mise en place in French, then it makes it easy to, you know, execute that recipe and hopefully it'll come out the way you want it.
Awesome. So if people want to do tastings prior to their event, they can set those up too?
Absolutely. So we do tastings because of, as you mentioned earlier, the variety of the menu items. You know, we have 5 or 6 different chicken dishes. We have different protein meats. So yes, absolutely. We do tastings. They come in, they try it. And then that way they can make a decision based on, you know, what they want to have.
And how do people get a hold of you?
So our website is the best way. If you go to Nancy's Catering and Events, there's a info where you can send in requests, and then we can respond. And also the phone number, 850-434-0112.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.